Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A Caro man is being held in Tuscola County Jail while authorities continue investigating allegations involving online communications with someone he believed was a minor. According to the citizen-led group Maximum Exposures Michigan, Jacob Comperda was taken into custody on a parole detainer after investigators alleged he engaged in explicit online conversations with one of the group's decoys and discussed arranging an in-person meeting. Law enforcement has not announced new criminal charges connected to the investigation at this time. Officials say the case remains active. Records indicate that Comperda was on parole following a prison sentence for a previous conviction of assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, or by strangulation. He was released on parole in August of 2025. Authorities say Comperda remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail as the investigation continues. Additional information is expected to be released if and when that becomes available. An approval was given to raise an eyesore in dangerous building in Ellington Township. During the last meeting of the Township Board of Trustees, it was reported that a Bay City contractor was hired to demolish the former Ellington Church of the Nazarene at 2750 East Caro Road. The work has been completed. It was also noted that Trustee Greg Campbell has contacted a local tree service about removing the steeple and cross from the former church, and that the tree service was willing to remove the steeple and cross at no charge to the township. However, the tree service was unable to remove the steeple and cross before demolition started. When the steeple came down after demolition, the cross was able to be recovered without damage and removed. During the meeting, the board approved increasing the wages of each person cemetery grounds crew by $1. And the Huron County Sheriff's Office is reminding boaters that Michigan law requires children under the age of 6 to wear a properly fitted U.S. Coast Guard approved Type 1 or Type 2 life jacket whenever they are on the open deck of a moving boat. Sheriff Kelly Hansen says many parents are unaware the law requires more than just any life jacket. Type 1 and Type 2 jackets are designed to help keep a child's head above water and typically include a crotch strap to help prevent young children from slipping out if they fall into water. To help improve boating safety during the holiday weekend, the sheriff's office has purchased 6 child-sized life jackets for children weighing 30 pounds or less using donated funds. The jackets will be provided at no cost to families who need one for the weekend. Anyone in need of a life jacket is asked to contact the Huron County Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421 and leave a message for a deputy to arrange pickup. Under Michigan law, children younger than 6 must wear a properly fitted Type 1 or Type 2 personal flotation device while a vessel is underway. The requirement does not apply when a child is inside an enclosed cabin or aboard certain inspected commercial vessels. Officials say selecting the correct size life jacket based on a child's weight and chest size is critical to ensuring it provides the protection it was designed to deliver. And we'll be right back after this. As we celebrate Independence Day, we also pause to recognize an extraordinary milestone, America's 250th birthday. For 2.5 centuries, our nation has stood as a symbol of freedom, opportunity, and the enduring spirit of its people. The 4th of July is more than fireworks and family gatherings. It's a time to reflect on sacrifices made by generations of Americans who have protected the freedoms we enjoy every day. We're especially grateful to our veterans, active duty military members, and their families. Your courage, service, and sacrifice have helped preserve the liberties we celebrate today. Thank you. Whether you're spending the holiday at a backyard barbecue, enjoying a local parade, watching fireworks with family and friends, or traveling to make memories, we encourage everyone to celebrate responsibly. Please drive safely, keep an eye on your loved ones, be careful around fireworks, and look out for your neighbors. From our family at Thumb Broadcasting to yours, we wish you a joyful, safe, and memorable Independence Day. Happy 4th of July and happy 250th birthday, America. God bless you, God bless our veterans, and God bless the United States of America. And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.